This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Siege, no. As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor. And this is Nerd Talk Plus. It's like a Nerd Talk normal, only longer and dumber, and in no way related to science normally. Today, maybe, but it's only because I got a story about wanting to bang. From the wasteland of Eastern Washington, he's our I don't want to bang Brandon. I mean, it can be worse, but yeah, especially with that sexy haircut. From the Eastland of Western Washington, he's our skin squash, but you're Montana Mountain King. That's a type of goat or sheep or something, I can't remember. Broadcasting from Siege's future bedroom adjacent to murder bed or ghost horse bed, he's now officially the Lord of Horse Ghost Manor, Brandon from the internet. Good evening, old honey lung.
That intro got real long.
It's a grower, not a shower.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, it's a lot of setup for a lot of disappointment later on in the episode.
If only this podcast were about 31 seconds long, then it would really deliver. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for gratification. I should say it more like the caveman lawyer, more like Phil Hartman. He's just a meat vessel for gratification. The Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Ni hola. Wan shang howdy. Chilama.
He's big in China.
I think that means good evening and have you eaten?
How do you say my butt? That's what you need to add to this.
I'll get there. Yeah. I'll find that out soon.
Yeah. No, I mean, find out the language, not how to eat my butt, please.
How do you say eat my ass in Mandarin?
Well,
question of the week.
Oh my God.
Look, I'm ready.
And then there's sad Sean Gravy Gervin in the background. So there he is.
Yay.
Hi.
His life's on fire. That seems cool. None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong or potentially. I was thinking about that earlier, Brandon, what we get right. Brandon threw a yet in there. We used to say, none of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain.
Yet.
But if you are, let us know what we get wrong or potentially what we get right. So far, three out of four people got married wrong. So one out of four can say we did it right.
TBD. There is. I love my wife.
I said so far, Brandon. So,
so
far.
Yeah. Can I tell you, this isn't somebody who told us that we got something wrong or right, but
it's his brother, everybody.
It's not my brother. It's our friend. It's our friend and only listener other than my brother, Brooke Arbeen.
Hey.
You guys probably talked about this on the last episode. I didn't listen, so I'm just going to read it regardless.
Last week, I was unhinged, dude. I was on muscle relaxers and drinking. And
he
it
had
was,
rib drugs.
Well, let me tell you, it wasn't even that I was saying crazy stuff. I was just being real.
Nice.
That's what we're going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to listen to that.
You should.
How much, if I listen, am I going to find out some deep, dark things that you think about me?
I only think, I literally messaged your wife today saying that you were default handsome. Like, I only say good things about you, Brandon. Yeah.
Wow.
She was like, Brandon, we got a haircut today, too. And I was like, yeah, but he starts out handsome, you know, or something like that. I like literally say only nice things about you.
A rat's nest in my hair, which is what made me get a haircut.
All right, I didn't know that you let rats live in on your head, but that's, I now will probably talk smack about that.
They live everywhere. Brooke Arbeen said, because we talked about, we at least had a conversation about animals with odd numbers of nipples.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Well, Brooke Arbeen posted on...
She posted a topless photo? Like, what?
It's not only animals. am I an animal? So on Spotify, you can go onto the episode, and as you're listening, you can leave a comment on the episode and tell us things in real time instead of leaving a review, which you can also do. Definitely 5 stars.
NerdTalkPlus.com.
If there's something specific that you would like to react to or tell us about on a specific episode, you can go ahead and do that on Spotify. Well, Brooke Arbeen said, on the subject of species with unusual numbers of certain anatomical parts, did you know that lemurs have 2 tongues? Yay, animal facts. I can tell you that. I did not know that.
Boy, I bet you lady lemurs know it.
Yeah. Only, never mind.
Guys, I heard the thanks to TikTok, shout outs to American Red Book. I learned via TikTok this week that if you are interested in pleasuring a woman orally, but you don't care about your own pleasure, that you're called a munch. And I was like,
whoa.
Wow. I could get there. Then I also learned that the word in Japanese for mouth is kuchi. And I was like, oh, that's why we say coochie. So I've learned a lot about lady parts this week thanks to the internet. So thanks to the internet.
Coochie, coochie.
Yeah, there we go. That's like a...
Isn't that charo? Charo?
Charo? You leave charo out of this.
Pulling up a Love Boat reference. That's really timely.
Nothing makes us more relevant to Gen Z than that.
Right?
But also, I don't.
Or millennial, honestly.
Did you guys know that we're getting big in Japan? We actually have listeners now.
In Japan?
Japan.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
That was terrible. Edit that out. They will kill me.
we have now lost all of our listeners.
as quickly as we became popular.
We keep getting messages from Siege in the group chat, just pictures of him on Redbook or whatever he calls it. Just like sharing Americanisms, and they tend to be like about us choosing to eat Brandon and stuff like that. Go back a few episodes to find
that's
out.
That's the latest video.
Yeah. Wow. That's incredible.
Did that resonate with them? Should I avoid China?
No, apparently things are going well so far. I'm waiting on it. I just posted it today, so we'll get some feedback here in the next couple of days, but
hey, like, why would you eat scrawny one? Eat big one.
No, big one does eating.
Question of the week. Siege, you just keep sending us things from China. Are the Chinese going to be the next fat country? Are like, should we start Fat Bachelor every say that in China? Because the food samples you keep sending us are unhinged. Like, it's just like, they're like unironically putting things together that like scare me about.
I had to look stuff up because I was just like, how, like, first of all, the sodium content is like, yeah, yo, through the roof. And I'm just sitting here like, my God, I'm going to die. Because if I have like enough sodium, I'm just taking a nap. I'm in a coma instantly. Yeah. But then I start researching this stuff. I like actually Googled things to be like, how do they not die? And it turns out that like some of these things, like some of the sauces are so high in sodium, but the way that they're made with the chilies and everything, they actually have like anti high blood pressure properties. Yes, that's the word I'm looking for.
There's just aspirin in their chilies.
Yeah, it's like yeah, we can have all the salt we want because we're totally chill. And I am jealous as hell.
I feel like that part, like, we're not scientists, but if we get something right, you should tell us. I don't think China's getting that right.
We can eat as much salt as we want without dying. We're invincible.
Hey, man, look how skinny everyone is over there.
But that's my point, is I don't think they're going to be for much longer. I think if we started Fat Bachelor now, we could, like, be onto something there. I feel like all of our great American ideas we could take to other countries and be gigantic. I mean, no pun intended, but, like...
I saw this thing recently where... Ireland, I think. Maybe it was shared in Secret Buttholes, but there was a...
That's our group chat, just so you know.
Group chat, yeah.
It's not just something that Brandon does on the weekends when he's not responding.
Maybe it was shared on the app that I...
called Secret Butthole.
Yeah. But it was basically this guy in Ireland talking about how Ireland has now become the fattest country in Europe.
Are you talking about Gareth? Or Garrett?
Who's Garrett?
He's like a big fat guy that's hilarious.
No, it was a skinny dude talking about how Ireland is now the fattest country in Europe. Dude. And how he was like, I'm not ashamed of this because this is a success story. You have like a famous famine that happened within the last century, and all of a sudden, we are now the fattest country in Europe. This is a comeback story, if anything. And so now I want to know, and then, of course, in the comments, like,
this
it's
is
just
the
a
Hoosiers
bunch of Americans.
Of yeah, fatness.
Yeah. Is it just a bunch of Americans being like, yeah, you go, Ireland, welcome to the fatness. And now I want to know, like, who are our fat brethren, like, the fattest country on every continent? Like, obviously, it's us.
That's an amazing question.
Ireland apparently is the fattest in Europe. And then we got to go the fattest in South America. I don't want to guess because it feels like even though I would be fully pulling out of a out of a random hat, like it still feels like it would be problematic if I were to guess countries.
Do it.
Oh, no way is it Peru.
It has to be the richest country. What's the richest country? Is it Chile or is it Argentina or Brazil?
Oh, it's got to be Argentina.
Oh, I feel like Brazil's got to be the fattest country in South America.
Argentina's probably the Naziest country in South America.
Yeah, that's why I think it's probably the richest.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, well, fair.
A lot of
I feel
of
like
sneaky.
Brazil could be
gravy.
Like...
You're Googling that, I'm guessing?
Fattest country in South
not paying
America?
Attention. No, he's
fattest country in Asia? Fattest country in, well, I guess Australia. It's Australia.
Yeah. Well, the skinniest, to be fair.
Which, it's New South Wales.
Yeah, I wonder what their... fattest whatever their principality is. Belize. Oh, it has the most Americans. That's why. Belize is the fattest country in South America. Is Belize Central America technically? I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess anything south of Texas they consider South America.
Except for CONCACAF, they don't.
Yeah.
We Jamaica, we need some South of the brown America. Countries to make our leagues better. So.
Belize, then Chile. Wow, I never thought Chile.
Belize, and then a country named after a food.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, but it's also like the skinniest country if you look at it.
Oh, yeah. Fattest country, Brazil.
Yeah. I mean,
Kuwait
badass.
Is the fattest in the Middle East.
That's because of all again, the, America. Right?
All of the Kuwait? American military is that service members.
Wow.
Kuweight.
Kuwait, nice.
I'm glad they always say that it's not funny if you have to explain it, but that time I'm glad you did because
they have to join Kuwait Watchers.
Get out of here. Wait a minute, let's go.
Brandon.
Kuwait Watchers.
God, I love when he's here.
I think it was just the 20th anniversary of that movie. Of course, Gravy just put in the chat. Georgia is the fattest country in Eastern Europe. Also the fattest country in America. What about Asia? It's gotta be Japan with all the sumo, right?
No, you gotta think about where the Americans are.
Mongolia?
Is there an outer Mongolia?
God damn it.
Google that too.
It's, I'm going to put Kuwait Watchers.
No, as I say, it's the 20th anniversary of the movie Heavyweights, which
what's that?
Heavy Kuwaits. It's the one where like Kenan Thompson and a bunch of people went to fat camp and Ben Stiller was the camp counselor.
Wow.
Of course, you've never seen it because
no, no,
it's
no.
A movie.
But that's during the era where everything Ben Stiller was in was just like him being the cringiest ever. Like I can't stand that guy. It would just
oh,
be like,
you should watch that movie because it's very much that.
What's the one where he eats Indian food and craps his pants with the hot chicken?
Something about Mary.
Yeah. No, no, that was
Long Came Polly.
Yeah, Long Came.
Oh, Long Came Polly.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the one where he gets the face full of sweat?
I don't know.
Kobe.
Decision you're not supposed to make, he makes. And I was like, I can't watch this.
There's only one Mongolia.
Mongolia.
Is it outer or inner? I thought it was.
Oddly, Mongolia has produced the most sumo yokozuna in the and in the last 20 years. So.
There's only one. Thank you, Gravy.
So anyway, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. So now we know the fattest places on the planet.
it feels like we could.
What
send,
about Antarctica?
All of these countries should send their fattest person to the Fat Olympics, and it will be following Fat Bachelor on Sundays at 9 p.m.
The Fat World Cup. Only it's like a cup full of gravy. Not you, Gravy. But
man,
it's,
I don't want to find
just
all
a food competition.
I don't want all these fat people in the competition. I would be like the smallest by far. I thought I had an advantage
like,
just being the fat
Ichinoji?
Guy on this show.
Is Ichinoji the tiny one?
What?
Ichinoji, the sumo wrestler.
Oh, Ichinojo is
Ichinojo.
He was huge.
Oh, nice.
That was the opposite of what Brandon was thinking.
Inho. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, good pull, Brandon. That's great. Yeah.
Except I didn't. I got the completely wrong guy.
No. But you got me thinking sumo, like legitimately. Yeah. I'm proud of that. That's good. Vietnam is the least fat in Asia, says Gravy in the group chat. So I guess that tracks or whatever. It's so hot there. I can't imagine getting fat when it's that hot.
Like a Thailand or like Laos.
Is that Oceania, or does that count as Asia, or is that Oceania?
Vietnam?
Well, I mean, if we're playing by FIFA rules, I don't know, but like, I think we call it Asia.
which is the fattest country in each confederation?
Samoa,
America, and all of them.
Yeah,
there's a reason it's called American Samoa.
Did they just invent the Fat World Cup?
Oh, that's what it is. It's the Fat World Cup. There we go. Can you imagine that? That'd be so great if concurrently during the actual soccer World Cup, you did the Fat World Cup, so that there's something for everybody.
Kind of like they do the Puppy Bowl during the Super Bowl, but they do the Fat World Cup during the World Cup.
And exactly.
They have to make the field. They have to make the fields like half the size.
Half. I've seen Wally. I don't think you even need to make it that big. Oceania, it's Tonga, which is also the fattest country in the world. So whatever they're
nice.
Doing.
Congratulations, Tonga.
Man, you could probably bang thick chicks there for sure with three C's.
You have no other option.
Oh, of the six fattest countries in the world, five are in Oceania.
What's the other one? USA. USA.
We're not in Oceania, I don't think. Right?
Bahamas. Wow. Yeah. A CONCACAF nation sneaking in there.
Wow. The Bahamas are where fat people are? Like, we must really exploit
Man.
Them.
Might be a lot of Americans.
Yeah.
Also, like the last time I was in the Caribbean, I feel like there were a lot of like European, like British folk there who had like moved there, like British expats living in the Caribbean. And
well,
they
in the Caribbean, yeah, but not the Bahamas.
No, not the Bahamas. I just mean like when I was in the Caribbean last, I feel like.
No! Sorry.
Oh, wow. Kuwait, Qatar, and Egypt all fatter than the United States?
That's wrong.
All richer?
Is this because we have immigrants tying us down? Like keeping us like, somewhere in the middle?
Breaking point. Welcome to the Republican side there.
We're trying to make America great again by getting rid of the immigrants so we can reclaim our title as the fattest country in the world.
Got too many Vietnamese here making us too skinny.
Mississippi is now our capital.
Well,
I feel like I learned something this week.
If you can go to nerdtalkplus.com to tell a friend, write a review, or find us online to say sexy things about Siege, nerdtalkplus.com. Guys, I got in trouble on the internet this week.
Oh,
was it me? I didn't do it.
No. Well, okay, so you got to be careful what you write on the internet, because I got in trouble for harassment, all right? I just want to point a few things out before I say what I got in trouble for. The volume of content that's posted every day is bananas. A quick Google search shows that Instagram gets 95 million posts per day. That's 65,000 posts every minute. I'm not sure if that means stories and, like, reels and posts and stuff like that or whatever, but there's, like, no way for humans to be able to track all that, so they turn to, like, keyword flagging and then AI to pass judgment, right? I'm sure we've all at some point been in trouble for something on the internet. I came across a post on Reddit that said I think it was after the pod last week, where I had been taking muscle relaxers and drinking and not feeling great about myself. And it said, if you could call yourself 5 years ago and had 30 seconds, what would you say? In a moment of poutiness, I said something like, don't be such a selfish piece of garbage, jerk or whatever. And they replaced jerk with like
garbage
and jerk with garbage.
Garbage.
I replaced it with like other things that you can't say that I forgot already and that I'm not going to beep out. But
hot garbage.
It was saying, what would you say to yourself if you had 30 seconds to call yourself 5 years ago? I was like, don't be such garbage, jerk. And I got flagged for talking crap to my previous self.
Wow.
And got put into Reddit jail for a short period of time for harassment or whatever.
Do you know how bad you have to be to get into Reddit jail?
No, dude, crazy. So, yeah,
did you call yourself a Nazi or something?
Yeah, right?
It won't show me what I said anymore. I just have to kind of remember it. I was kind of messed up, so I don't know. But, like, I didn't say it to anyone else. I said it, I just wrote it, and I was like, hey, my comment was, the question is, what would you say to yourself? I wasn't just attacking the person who posted this or whatever. Like, what? And so I appealed it, of course, to see what happens, to see if... Now, here's what it comes down to, is I'm not sure if by... Like, if we're going to find out that Reddit cares because it's trying to keep its community safer or whatever, and or if it's going to, like, if it's, let's put it this way. Let's see if it sees my appeal and goes, oh, you're right. You're just talking smack about yourself. Never mind. We'll remove the penalty or whatever. Or is it on to something and they're like, no, you can't talk to yourself that way either.
Hey, be your nicer own to yourself, guy.
Yeah. And I obviously it's not that because it's Reddit, so there's no way they give a crap about their users or whatever, but I just always wonder. So don't get in. You can't talk crap about yourself on the internet anymore, apparently. I'm sure you can do it on Twitter, though.
Just do it in your own head all the time, like the rest of us.
Yeah. Don't have a moment of weakness where you put it onto the internet, because
get a podcast where you can just shout at yourself.
Screw your cry for help. Keep it inside until the end, like the rest of us.
By the way, Gravy, take note, okay? That's after a busy weekend on the internet.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I've watched most of the TikToks from the past.
Wow, from the past year.
Yeah, yeah.
How come you never engage any of them? You never like any of them.
Oh, yeah, because I'm too busy. Just like I have no time. I have to like I just have to on to the next one. On to the next one. I can't go back and react to it.
Do you at least watch them with the sound on?
50% of the time, yes. Yeah,
you do have a year of like 5 to 15 a day.
Yeah.
So what happened was that we started a group chat on TikTok, and Brandon apparently deleted TikTok, and then
it's called
TikTok
like also secret buttholes or something like that.
Yeah.
Yet another.
Yeah.
And then TikTok deleted itself. It's Sydney Sweeney's boobs itself. Yeah. Also,
Sydney Sweeney's boobs.
Shout outs to wherever those images came from this week. My God. Anyway.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So Brandon deleted TikTok, and then when it deleted itself, he went to reinstall it when we were like, one day you're going to get back on there, and it's going to and you're going to have 5,000 messages of us sharing memes or TikToks. And then he went to re-download it, and he couldn't because it didn't exist anymore because it deleted itself. Well, it's back. We sent all of us message Brandon. It's back. He downloaded it, and he's been back in the chat, which I I applaud for you, sir. So,
yeah, it's a lot, you guys. I'm thinking about just deleting it again.
No, just stay on top of it, and you'll be fine.
It's too much.
Yeah, no, it's good for you.
Between Master Cheeks Theater and both of our secret buttholes, every week, I feel like I say a brand new sentence. You know, like I put words together that have never been put together before because of the context of this show. And I feel like it's maybe not as hard to come up with these brand new combinations of words as because it feels like it happens every week. But then I'm like, maybe the absurdity of this show just lends itself to brand new combinations of words.
I love how natural that came out. Between Master Cheeks, both of our secret buttholes. Yeah. It's like poetry.
Yeah.
It's the name of a Broadway play.
we learned that we talk a lot about the chats that we have, which I'm sure makes for great listening for everybody else.
Yes.
We talk a lot about like the group chats in our little, you know, between the four of us, and we did look into starting a broadcast channel on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Which apparently you need how many followers? 10,000 followers in order to start a broadcast channel. So if you want to get all of your friends, people who are listening right now, get all of your friends and go listen, go follow us on Instagram. Go follow us on Instagram at nerdtalkplus.com, all spelled out. We should also add all spelled out to the end of our handle. It should be at nerdtalkplus, DOTCOMALLSPELLED OUT.
All in favor?
I mean, we can do it. Let's see. We only need 9.
How many more characters 8, do we
000,
have?
We only need like 8,312 more people to follow us.
I can't believe how many followers do we have? Like, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, we have 1,288 currently.
Siege got us picked up on some like podcasters list, and some account followed us, and then all of a sudden we got 1,000 followers overnight. So that was awesome.
Wow.
And then
big in China.
It wasn't even that. It was before he found out about China existing. It was crazy. So.
I think it was Saudi Arabia.
Are they allowed to have Instagram?
China?
In China? Yeah, China. Are they allowed to have Instagram?
If you have a VPN, no.
Oh, okay.
They're not? Yeah.
Nope. That's why I'm on Xiaohongshu, man. Hanging out with all my Chinese friends.
That's Red Note or Red Book or whatever it's called. Red Book?
Little Red Book.
Death Note. Death
Note. I want to watch that. Someone told me that was their favorite anime, and I should watch that.
It is good. Series. Yeah.
If the gods that oversee my television viewing could add that to our television database, that'd be great.
I tried to get into the other one that everybody watches, Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
And it very much became, like, basically I watched the first couple of seasons and then learned that there are a million episodes, like literally a million. And I was like, oh, I'll never, it's kind of like Game of Thrones. Like, I didn't watch Game of Thrones when it was out. And then I was like, okay, but it's definitely something I would be into. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to sit and I'm going to watch it. And then I realized you do the math of like how many hours of sitting down of all of the stuff that you've missed. Like, if you had watched it when it came out, great. Cause it's 1 hour a week or whatever. And then now you're like, oh, I'm going to spend 130 hours or whatever it is, and you do
Game of Thrones not that long. No,
it seems like it's that long.
You can't do that math ahead of time. That was the same thing that happened to me when it was Attack on Titan, because I was very late to anime, and it was, you know, me going to SuperCon and doing appearances and stuff like that, and me being like, whoa, who the hell is that character that you're dressed like? And boobs essentially got me into Attack on Titan, and I had to start watching it from the very beginning, and yes, I completed it probably in 2 months, but yeah.
70 hours and 14 minutes.
You can do that. Come on.
Almost three full days of watching TV.
Yeah, you're good. Right. You got nothing else to do.
Okay, fine.
There was an anime that my buddy Bryce, who used to work at the station, got me to start watching, and it was on Netflix at the time, and it was about basically humans piloting robots to fight off, like, evil spirits that were attacking or something like that. Wish I could remember.
Mystical Voltron?
No. It was like, it was dark, but there was like, it was crazy because it was super horny at the same time, but it was also like real, like, adult.
I got some of those for you too.
And and I was like, whoa, this is, like, I ended up watching it and being like, dude, you gotta stop watching this. This is
Ghost in the Shell?
No.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, there it is. It was Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Yeah.
I watched the first like 8 episodes and I was like, I am horned up from watching this. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to cut this out. This is something. But it's like really dark and like
my list. Is this on our Secret Buttholes movie server?
Well, anyway. Yeah, and then like they just had like a big movie that came out around it, and it was a whole thing. But it's dark, dude. It's sort of the same way in the Stormlight Archive where Kaladin's beat up. It's like you got like a broken figure as your like main character. Yeah. It felt like that a lot too.
Oh, where are you at on that? Except Kaladin never gets like really. He never gets a lot of boner spread.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you got a Mormon guy that's writing the book or whatever. He doesn't focus on
and a depressed guy as a main character. He's like, man, even if he wanted a boner spren, he's not getting one.
Yeah, that his antidepressives are.
Yeah, is he bonded to an SSRI spren?
I'm halfway through book 4 right now, Brandon. Just for the record.
Okay, nice.
Okay, so we talked about this a little. Speaking of the Stormlight Archive, there's a thing in there called it's called a span read, where you have like basically two different magic wands that are linked to each other. And so if Siege is at his house and he starts writing with it, the one on my end starts writing too. People do this with like jerk off stuff, where you can
double
like
Dutch rudder. What? Did what? I know that off the top of my head?
Like, I guess on the, let's put it this way, simply, on the Apple Watch, like, you can, like, do the little touch notification thing, so you can, like, touch it, and it, like, buzzes on your partner's wrist also, so they can know anything about them or whatever. If you have two Apple Watches, that's, like, a feature. I don't know.
There's games, there's, not games, games. Well, there's
tools for
that.
Can we hack a power glove?
I have a power glove.
can we hack it so it's span-rated?
You're gonna have to put your parts in the NES?
Okay, yeah. So the part,
blow
the,
on it.
The point of this was, how come the you Siege has the glove on and then Brandon has it on at home on his wiener, and then he's like, how come it's not touching? And like, well, we have a size disparity, everybody. Adjust
also
the settings.
Like, you really got to trust the guy on the other end.
Which I don't trust anybody in that area.
Oh, come on.
As Brandon smashes his own wiener area.
If I recall, about a year ago, I don't know why this has stuck with me, Brandon says he has too strong a grip.
That is not what I said.
But you remember it now.
I know what you're saying. Because I told Cage about the $100 theory. The $100 gamut, right? Which is that if you, every time you jerk off to completion, you get $100.
Right.
Or it was like an either or situation, right?
You get $1 million once or $100 each time you jerk off to completion.
$1 million once, but you never get to jerk off again.
I don't even think it was that. I was just think that, like, how many you have to, how
even
many
if it was.
It would be 10,000 times to make $1 million, right?
Yeah. You get $100 every time, and I was saying that
this podcast is
feel like you would make as much money. I feel like you could make that much money, but it wouldn't be as quick as you thought it would. And you guys are like, oh, you get a Kung Fu grip. And I was like, no, that's not what's going on here.
It hurts.
It hurts, yeah.
My so anyway, opinion. if you had the long distance power glove where you could use it to pleasure your partner,
except it'd be like the those Mickey Mouse gloves that you can get at Disneyland in order to be like soft hands.
That's
Greg.
Soft hands, Greg.
Eyes all slimy.
Soaking up the jizz.
What was that?
That was a soaker match. He was soaking up the jeers.
People oh, the jeers. That's not what it sounds like he said.
Soaking up the jizz.
That's why I saved it.
Thank you. Okay, so we were talking about the span, Reed. That's the important part. And then a couple of episodes ago, we were talking about how that's basically quantum computing, obviously.
Yeah.
The quantum correlation is right there.
Duh.
Because in quantum computing, you have pairs of qubits, right? Yep. And like when you affect one, it affects the other at the same time, even if there's some distance between them. So you could use it to be like basically like teleporting information, right? So, wait, what? What did you just share with us? Hold on. He shared something. It's Lovins? I don't know what that is. Anyway. Okay.
I know what that is.
Wait, hold on. I want to look now. This is why I was interested.
Oh, it's a sex toy that I've just opened up on my phone. Yeah, it's a sex toy.
When you leave the horse house, do you run back inside now to Cage and just be like, $100?
Yep, $100. Got it right here.
Remote control jerkin is how
AI sync thrusting. It syncs to the video. Wow.
Okay. I mean, like, this is what I'm here for. I didn't say that right.
Hands free?
Yes, it is. $200.
Long distance sync? Wow. Okay.
Check it out. I can use my app and Brandon can feel it.
It's a span read type situation.
It's a Dutch rudder across the country.
Yeah.
So Redmond, Washington did a thing that's going to pretty much mess up the rest of the world.
Uh-oh.
But the reason why I care so much is because I definitely want to bang a mom in my kid's class now. Nice. Over it.
All right.
I probably should not say any of this, but that's okay.
Take a muscle, relax.
Don't worry, she doesn't listen.
That's for sure.
Nerd Talk After Dark.
There's a woman at my kid's school. I should say school, not class. School, and she was. I found out that she worked for the quantum computing department at Microsoft. Okay, cool. And then there was recently, like last week, there was a big breakthrough where I don't quite understand it because it's complicated and you have to be like a genius to get this. But there was a big quantum computing breakthrough where it was theoretical stuff. Over 50 years old, it was a person called Majorana came up with this theory, and Microsoft has not only proved that it's true, but also they've figured out how to harness it, and it's a fourth state of matter. So if you're familiar with like the three states of matter, they are liquid, solid, and gas. There's like a fourth state of matter. I don't get it beyond that, but Microsoft has proved it and controlled it. And it's going to open the door for being able to build chips to do quantum computing. They think if they can continue to make the progress that they are now, I don't know what's going on because I can't see everybody because I'm reading something, but if they continue making the progress that they're predicting in the next 5 years, we'll take a 50-year leap into the future of computing. It'll be something that's like that significant that we're going to like, if you think back 50 years, how far back, you know, how bad the computers were then and where we are now. Imagine going 50 years forward in progress. And that's a thing. I text my ex and I was like, hey, do you think that I like read this headline? I was like, do you think that this is about, you know, this person's mom? And she like didn't respond to me because she was being a bitch. And so I was like, okay. And so the next day I go to talk about it on Nerd Talk and I open it up. In the video, there's this kid's mom front and center. And I was like, oh my God, it's literally her. It's not like there's, you know, it's not like there's, she is in the department or whatever. It's like she's a technical fellow at Microsoft, and like this video, which I got bored watching after like 3 minutes or whatever. made my $100 and moved on. But yeah, it was like mind-boggling that like I'm gonna try and get her to come on the show, but then I realize now saying that like I should not have said all of the things I just said. So maybe in a few weeks I'll try to get her to come on the show when I see her. But like, poor lady, she's just a good-looking middle-aged woman or whatever. But poor lady, she's gonna be at school, and then I'm gonna be like, "Hey, what you doing? Hey,
that's
I want to talk to you.
Get her on the
Congratulations!
Show.
I watched you on the internet.
Middle-aged woman.
Hey. I could breathe heavy when I watch you on the internet.
I lasted 3 minutes to your video.
Yeah, man, it was boring after that, though. Let me tell you, there was this other guy in there that sucked. Dumb. Anyway,
once I was done, I couldn't pay attention.
Yeah, I'd like, well, hey, how come there's no sandwiches in this video? You know how to do that?
She's definitely coming on now.
Yeah, absolutely. Imagine if she'd hook up, man. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be cool.
That's my new goal. Now I feel she might be married or whatever. Part doesn't matter. But again, 3 out of 4 cases on this podcast, anecdotally.
Turns out her kink is dumbasses, so we're in.
So, yeah. Anyway, Microsoft did something important. All I took from it was like, cool. Like, how you doing? So, yeah. Okay.
Do I know you?
It was so awesome being like, you think it's that person? And then getting nothing, and then like opening the internet and being like, it is that person, you
you should make a what you should do, actually what we should do, is make a reaction video, like, you know how there's always reaction videos to
watch
things
along with it.
Yeah, we'll make a reaction video, and it'll be the only people who give a crap on the internet about the video that she made. We make a reaction video, but make it super sensational, and be like,
no, because what would happen is
we're all going to be able to off with this.
But what would ultimately end up happening is that someone would be like, is this the chick that you want to bang, girl?
Yeah.
And then like it would get back to her, and then we'd be asked to leave school or whatever. Like, hey, good point, Gravy.
Nice chat work.
No ring on the hand. I gotta figure out how to like make that happen. You know, scooch on next to her and be like, hey, how you doing?
Try to transfer some qubits.
You know how disappointing I am as a human? Yeah. At least I'm tall. Got a new haircut.
Yeah, you want to know how I can tell you exactly how disappointing I am as a human. Reddit banned me from talking bad about myself.
Reddit got mad at me because I was too mean to myself. She's like, you're on Reddit? And I was like, not anymore. So, yeah. No, I'm still on, guys. It's all good.
Okay.
You want to see my qubits? Gravy. Anyway, from futurism.com, people block internet on their phones for 2 weeks and report huge mental health benefits. Boy, that.
Nope.
You deleted TikTok for a year, Brandon.
I was like, so much happier.
I know, right?
I truly was. I truly was so much happier.
The top comment. Not now, futurism. I need the pain rectangle. It tells me if the U.S. has collapsed. Calling your phone the pain rectangle, my favorite.
That's awesome.
It like physically, you try to do weird sex stuff with it, pain rectangle. Like mentally, pain rectangle. It works some. From the post, study participants who were ordered to block internet access on their smartphones for 2 weeks understandably reported better health, but the degree to which the psyches improved in just 14 days was stirring. More than 90% of the 400-plus randomly selected participants reported improvements in at least one of their mental health, attention span, and subjective well-being. 3/4 reported better mental health by the end. The standout number, though, is that attention spans improved to a degree comparable to reversing a decade of age-related cognitive decline.
Wow.
The study participants didn't even have to forswear modern technology entirely. They were just limited to calls and old school texts on their iPhones. They were also allowed to go online using a computer. The findings even suggest that the intervention had a strong effect on depression symptoms, a stronger effect on depression symptoms than antidepressants, and was roughly on par with cognitive behavioral therapy. The authors note, however, that the nature of the work is quite different from those studied in clinical psychology contexts. One Sean Gravy Gervin deleted all of his social media this week and made it 36 hours before re-adding TikTok. So it's obviously when you need the pain, you can find the pain still. It's still there waiting for you. How many days do you think you could, over under, could you beat Gravy on the deleting the internet from your phone game?
Brandon doesn't look at his phone half the time anyway.
Yeah. And if it does, it just says scene.
Yeah.
How long could you go, Brandon, without your internet on your phone?
Without just limited to text and calls.
And you can do
a Google Maps, okay? Like,
yeah. I mean, I use my phone for work a lot. Like, I mean, I could do no social media on my phone for a long time. I think I could go. I think once you make a month, you're done. Like, you could stay off of it forever, in my opinion. So I feel like I could go at least a month without social media. But I do rely kind of on the email and the Zillows and the whatnots of the world.
I think that's kind of the gist of it, really, is that you need to be able to check your email because you're working mobily all the time, and you need to be able to track that stuff. But like the
Zillow's not ruining my life.
Yeah, it probably is. But the doom scrolling is Godzilla. The doom scrolling is what's the problem. The stuff that's designed to keep you around. Yeah, I wish I could get off it, man. It's just so important to my professional well-being.
Yeah, that's the problem with any of the ones that... I mean, I would not have Facebook if it didn't matter for like half of the things that I'm involved in. But I need Instagram for the comedy stuff. I need, you know, it just goes on and on and on. Like, I was able to limit my use of Twitter now, but then I got on Blue Sky. But then one thing that made me not use Blue Sky basically is just not turning on notifications. And if I turn off notifications on things, it's like out of sight, out of mind to me, which is amazing.
I wish that worked for me, because I just get right back in, right back every time.
I did the turn off notifications and delete it from the home screen deal, so that way it's like I have to actively go look for it if I want to pull it up. And that helps. I'm not any happier, but it helps.
You know what makes me happy? Zhao Hongshu.
Well.
I'm trying to get that Death Note.
It's so much a better social media. It's not the same crap of everybody trying to be an influencer and everybody trying to sell you things. It's literally just like people being happy and like making food and telling you how to do it.
Well, that's what TikTok was. That's like what it
exactly
started.
That's exactly
what TikTok was. Just people dancing and looking hot and then mowing lawns, and like it was cool.
Yeah, and it's that's what this is. It's fun. And then like now that TikTok's back, most of those people who are trying to make it big in China jumped back on TikTok, and it's back to kind of what it was, except for the people that really actually enjoy it, like me and several others. So. Yeah.
Wow.
I was watching a self-proclaimed hoe on TikTok yesterday.
Nice.
Who was like guys from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s that I would bang back then and would I now. Great series. And it was... This specific one, it was like episode 11, dudes and bands or whatever. And it was like, Eddie Vedder, would Eddie Vedder now? Looks like a dad, would. And I was like, all right.
You're like, okay.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, just wearing the dads now? This is pretty cool.
Just wait till she gets to Josh Om, and then you're in business.
I mean, I definitely suggest that for her. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And I got to watching her do all these things, and then I was like, wait a second, she's again self-proclaimed hoe. I'm not calling her anything, but I was like, if that's the thing, well, let's just check all my links. OnlyFans, but
of course.
OnlyFans listed several links below Little Red Book or whatever the crap it is that we call it. So,
Jeongju.
Yeah, thank
it's future,
you.
It's the future of porn.
The only other person I know that lists their profile on there other than you, Siege. So, yeah. It was,
Are you? But, hey, man, both self-proclaimed hosts.
That's true. Yeah, it's exactly. True. My OnlyFans is about fifth on the list.
What is it? It's
at Siegeness.
No, I'm not asking you.
His
feet, no,
his
look feet, it up. Look it up.
His feet finder
the
profile is first.
For gratification.
I'm going to change my headline to that.
That is ho. That is for sure. That is a copy and pasted from a text you sent us. So that is your words specifically.
Oh my Siege, God, did I really say that?
You literally said that. And then I just was like, well, we're changing that copy paste. So. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, yeah, Futurism says get off your phones for better mental health. I
shut up, Futurism.
Want to die,
this brought so to you just... by Big Book.
Yeah. Big Library. Yeah.
Those things go together all the time, yeah.
Did
yeah.
a book write this article? Did Outside write this?
So do you guys think that we're going to survive the...
I love it when I get a random laugh
so
like this.
So good.
I had a thought back to about a year ago where we were doing this podcast, and it was brought to my attention that I wasn't funny, and that Brandon also wasn't funny, and that Siege was the funny one. And then I remember that woman, bless her, she was so fun, that she made a database, like a spreadsheet, like... evaluating if we were funny or not, and it was like the she'd go through a whole episode and like bit by bit the things we said, she'd give us a qualitative score for funniness on the things we said, and I'm sure it was biased because I was already very mad at her for this. So she probably was like trying to inflate our scores a little bit, but that was very funny of her. Now that I think back at it, I'm like, that was very funny.
That was hilarious.
I mean, I wanted to like fight her.
I loved that we had a quantitative way of evaluating how dumb we are, and and I love
we had actual metrics.
I mean, it was so cool because it had a whole dashboard and everything. Like it was interactive. I feel like the problem, like honestly, one of the biggest disappointments and regrets of my life is that we didn't get that in the breakup.
Didn't we make a copy of it or something? Of
no, we don't have access to that kind of technology.
But I thought we gave it to
Teacher
Brother.
We gave him access. But it's got to be a database that lives in some environment that she controls and is dead now.
Well, a couple things. One, I think that there's probably like a, let's say, a 1 in 5 chance that she still listens. Like, I would say. Yeah, like I think I made an impression. I'm just going to put it out there. And so, Maria, if you're listening, hello there. Please share with Siege access to the qualitative, or that's qualitative, or is it, yeah,
it's quantitative.
It's what?
It's both technically because
quality
it is
and
opinion.
Quality.
It is somebody giving numerical scores to their qualitative analysis of our jokes.
Didn't we find out that I make the most jokes, but on average, they're slightly lower than the better ones that Brandon makes or something like
that?
Yeah,
I think I had like a better joke score overall, but my my degree of difficulty was higher, but the actual execution was lower or something like that. Like, you did more tricks in the skate park than I did in the same amount of time, so you got a higher score.
Well, I feel like I just hosted the thing, and all that taught me was like I should shut up more and just let the funny people be funny or whatever. So, all right. Well, I was gonna do something about green energy. I just have a question, real quick. Renewable energy. Right after this, and we're back. A question about renewable energy. They say that renewable energy, solar, wind power, stuff like that. Solar is like really on the rise right now because. You can have, like, I was like walking by, they're building a house near my house. I was walking by and they have like a security camera so people, you know, crackheads don't steal lumber or whatever. And then they've got a solar, like a tiny solar panel that's connected to like a webcam so that way they can like have a security camera on the stuff or whatever. And I was like, oh, solar is like
without plugging it in.
You don't, like, to build a wind farm, you have to put, like, a serious amount of, like, investment and infrastructure in to make that work. But to get one solar panel for your camping trip to be able to charge your phone so you can take pictures, like, not that hard. It's like there's like the scalability of solar is so much more practical, right?
I don't know. The Dutch were doing windmills for like 700 years.
Yeah, but no one was using electricity back then.
They
right?
were powering one windmill.
I've been to Zanziskans where they do all the windmills. It's wonderful. You know what they would do with the You know what the windmills are milling these days? They mill chalk and they use it to paint lines on a soccer field. That's what they're doing inside of the windmills in the Amsterdam or
That's
outside
a lot
of Amsterdam.
Of soccer fields.
It's very slow. It's a very slow process. But I bought some and I brought it back for Cool Keith or whatever. Then I didn't give it to him for 5 years because I'm a good friend.
So. Suck it, Keith.
Sounds so like anyway. Everything we've ever done.
But my point is that we talk about renewable energy, right? That is like their ADHD for you right there. Like, look, I did something nice for you that I'm going to just forget about for the next long period of time.
Sitting on the edge of the counter the entire
time. ADHD is talking about not giving Keith a gift for 5 years when we're trying to talk about renewable energy.
Exactly. Okay, so my point here is that we talk about renewable energy a lot, and I think it's just time scale. When we say renewable energy, we really mean time scale, because technically oil is renewable energy if you just nuke all the humans and plants and stuff like that and give it like a couple million years. You got oil again, right? Like coal, same thing. It's just
meteor. That,
yeah, we just need the meteor. Now, Siege sent a text saying that the meteor that's supposed to come here and there's like a 3% chance that it's going to get us is now no longer going to get us. And I was like, you leave your science out of this. I need this. I need this meteor.
They had a whole celebration on the news in the morning. They had a whole celebration on the news this morning with graphics and everything and confetti falling from the ceiling and a giant Chiron along the bottom that said we're safe from the meteor, and I could not help but like just crack up and then alert my poor friend.
We should mark ourselves safe on Facebook from the meteor that's supposed to hit us
the meteor
in 10 years.
In 7 years.
I wish that renewable energy, of all of the renewable energies, I wish that like geothermal was more accessible and you could just like a Capri Sun, like you could just stick a straw into the earth and then power would come out of it. Like you could.
I think they're called Energon cubes. I think the Decepticons were big into stealing those from the Autobots back in the day.
Wow. Yeah. I wouldn't know because that's old.
You don't know what
come on.
Transformers. This was Shia LaBeouf.
Dude, guys, when I open up my search on Instagram to type in Guinness,
let's see it. Let's just see that. Let's
I just like there's like algorithm. In the middle. I don't know if it's gonna work or not.
Pull it's back not gonna just focus, a little bit.
There it is. Right
there we
the
go.
Yeah. Whoa. Like,
wow. Your page looks like my page. All right. We have to do this now.
That's cool.
Anyway, time for Guinness time.
Ketis.
I could just open my front page and just.
Could you hit the Guinness time music? Do you think?
Oh, maybe. Sorry.
That's all right.
Stuff.
Music from not the fattest country in South America, but the fattest country in Europe.
Could you not talk over the Guinness time music, please? It's very important. Thank you. All right, guys. Well, are you upset now, Brandon? I'm sorry that I scolded you. That was not nice of me.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, it's time to take some guesses at some Guinness World Records, starting with the smallest park in the world. Smallest park in the world. This is going to be a two-parter because I want you to guess where the park is and how big it is.
Pawnee, Indiana.
I think Sean Gravy Gervin was last time was the champion of Guinness.
The lineal champion.
So Gravy will make you go first this time. Smallest park, we need a, you could do it in metric or in imperial, and I need, just as a secondary guess, tell me where it's at. So, gentlemen, think about this here for a second. We're waiting for Gravy to say in square feet what it is. Smallest park, Guinness World Record, in a small town. Riveting. It features a bench. It has grass. There are bricks, a plaque.
Wow.
Gravy says 1 square meter.
How big is this bench?
So 1 square meter would be 1 meter by 1 meter, which would be about 3 feet by 3 feet in China. Says,
oh yeah, I was thinking. See, I don't know Gravy. Meters.
You already said Pawnee, I think is what you said.
Pawnee,
right?
Indiana.
Okay, and how big is the, you can say 5 feet, it's fine.
Like 4 hands by 4 hands? Like, so I guess a foot
Why
and a half.
Why are we measuring this in
half.
Horse?
Yeah, from the withers.
From the, how big is the About park as, measured as, by the, from
as
the
wide
winners?
As your average horse?
I'm going to need feet or meters, please.
Don't make Greg stoichiometry this.
No, I refuse to. I'll just end. Like, eh, you're wrong.
If you listened to last week, we did Brandon math when we found out a burrito has an egg, so it is a bird.
I've
never been so happy.
Okay, 1.5 by 1.5.
Okay, so that's like, let's call that 0.5 meter by 0.5 meter to convert to metric if we need to. 1.5 by 1.5. Brandon.
I'm going to go, I was going to say 5 by 5.
Feet?
So 5 feet by 5 feet, yeah. So,
2 meters?
Nah, no, it's just like 1.5-ish meters. It's squared.
So we got 0.5, 1, and 1.5 meters.
I'm going to need the, Siege, I'm going to need this sound for me, please, okay? That would be an 0-for-3, gentlemen. Uh-oh. There it is. Smallest park, 0.24 meters squared. And it's...
Which, how many feet is that?
Let's call it 1 and change by 1 and change. No, less
you're
than
You're
going
to make him stoichiometry if you're going to say we're going to call it.
That's disappointing.
a quarter meter is, you know, like... 3/4 of a foot or something like that. Like,
threw me off with the bench thing.
It has a bench. The bench is about 4 inches by 4 inches wide. And
not
so,
that's huge.
Yeah. Like it's, it looks like Thanks, it's longer. It's like the size of a stool. He says, anyway, the country closed from Gravy. Did you say where it was, Brandon, or where you thought it was, Brandon?
No. Japan. I don't know.
Nagaizumi Town, Shizuoka, Japan.
Hey! Do I get a half point? Half point.
Half point for Brandon. If there's a tiebreaker, that's your half point tiebreaker, okay?
Great.
All right. Well, I guess we could do this one. Obviously, it's from America. They don't even have to say that in the...
Florida.
No, it looks too cold for Florida. Guinness World Record for farthest... Try that again. Guinness World Record for farthest marshmallow catch in history. This is a trick shot.
Ooh.
It doesn't actually say the distance. So I guess we can't do that. There we go.
How do they do it? Is somebody just, like, hucking it? Some other guy like going out for a pass and catching it with his mouth?
Yeah.
Giggity.
Okay, so how far do you think you can... I mean, this is really frustrating, so I don't... Oh, that's, sorry, that's sound. I don't want there to be sound.
Give us a distance.
Yeah. Tell me a distance of how far you could throw
do
and
you
catch...
Know the distance?
Oh, it looks like they used a slingshot. I do.
Oh,
okay.
They have a rubber hose. You know, like if you like had the two people holding the rubber tubes and then you pulled like...
Slingshot for the stadium style stuff.
Yeah. Man. And the guy caught it out of the air.
A single marshmallow.
I'm going to say... Oh, can I go with my, with my half point? I'm going to say 46 yards.
Jesus Christ, that's 46 yards is like 130 feet. Okay,
132 feet or 46 yards,
says Brandon. No, Ravy, can you convert yours to... No, never mind. Don't do that.
120.
Siege?
Plus 18. 138 feet.
Okay.
I'm going to do 34 meters.
God damn it. 100 feet is what Siege said, okay? Just to be clear. 100
damn
feet.
It.
Gravy says 200 feet. The longest distance was 241 feet by slingshot to catch a marshmallow out of the air. So
Gravy
with a full point there, taking the lead 1-2.5 to 0. Congratulations to Shane Boyle of the United States in Cincinnati, Ohio, on February 21st of 2025, the furthest marshmallow throw and catch. Congratulations.
Most successful Boyle in history.
Charles Boyle. Is that his name? Yeah. Okay.
I was thinking of Susan. Isn't Susan Boyle like the opera singer? Already not as famous as Charles Boyle.
Already my app just crashed, so I now am in trouble for Guinness time. This is lovely. Great, great radio here that we have. Podcast. Okay, let's do one more, I suppose. Let's do highest altitude skydiving. No, I hate this. These are garbage. The highest altitude skydiving fireworks display. Get out of here.
Oh, come on.
Okay. Fastest time to solve a 3x3x3 rotating puzzle cube. Then we have a new world record for Rubik's Cube solves. This one, I probably should have led with this one.
Yeah.
New world record, fastest time for Rubik's Cube solve.
Who's going first? Gravy, because he won.
We're going to have to get specific. I want I want seconds and I want it to the
hundredths.
Hundredths, yeah. So that's point with two digits after.
Oh my gosh.
Sean Gravy Gervin says 3.88 seconds.
Should have just said a dollar.
$1.
I'm going to go 6.48 seconds.
Dang.
6.48 seconds, says Siege.
I feel like Gravy probably would know what the actual existing world record was. I'm going to say 4.20.
Can anyone tell me what country the participant was from that set the world record?
Uzbekistan.
Gravy
said American Samoa.
Well, everyone gets 0 points. Everyone went over. The new world record for Rubik's Cube solve. Everyone went over. The new world record for Rubik's Cube solve. That is a 3x3x3 rotating puzzle cube. 3.08 seconds.
Wow.
3.08 seconds. And with a half point for guessing at the last minute what nationality the person was, China. Goes to Siege.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
So half a point to half a point to 1 point.
I guess we should have 4.20.
I guess we should have one more. Okay. This is the final one.
Uh-oh.
This is an update to a previous record that caused some real chaos on Nerd Talk Plus.
It better not be ice cream scoops. It better not be highest ice cream scoops.
No.
Fastest time to drink a Capri Sun paper straw has been decimated.
Yeah.
By us. We did this.
We have video.
Guinness World Record recognized. Fastest Capri Sun paper straw completion. This is from the straw being packed away still to being ripped out, poked through the packaging successfully on the first try without stabbing through the entire thing.
That was so great.
What do you think the new world record is? Siege, you...
I was 11.8 seconds, so I'm saying 11.8 seconds.
Okay. Gravy says 8.5 seconds, so he says 8 now. Brandon?
I'm going to say 9 seconds.
Anyone want to guess what country?
China.
It's got to be America. It's got to be
Canada.
United States.
Wasn't that dork in Canada again, was it?
God damn it. 0 points awarded.
What?
The new world record for fastest... for fastest time to drink a Capri Sun paper straw, 7.95 seconds.
Okay. This
by Andre Ortolf of Deutschland.
I feel like this guy just did the same thing. He saw that the Guinness World Records had posted that, and he said, that's bull.
Yeah, he literally did what we did.
And except he did it like a smart person and probably trained and did it like bought a 12-pack of the Capri Sun Pacific Cooler and then just slammed them until he got a good score that he felt comfortable with that he could just go. When you do a world record, like, are you allowed, like, for something like this where it takes such little time, are you allowed to be like, hey, Guinness World Record,
how many attempts? Yeah, probably, yeah, like how a many certain attempts number
do you
of
get?
Attempts.
Like, do you get to go until you beat it, or do you just get to like just?
I just made a hundred bucks.
I heard it too. Don't.
Well, there's the question of the week, Brandon. How many attempts do you
just
get?
Just like you're sitting there, like, okay, you're like 15th attempt. The Guinness guy's
exactly
like, dude,
what it sounds
please,
like.
Please stop. Oh my god!
But I stabbed all the way through.
If we think about it, Brandon whooped that old world record, and he was doing it in a park with a baby, like outside with the elements.
I didn't even try. I wasn't even trying.
He wasn't even trying. We still got to do a minute of Capri
Sun.
We
should try a minute. Oh.
I still have all of the ones I bought that I didn't consume.
Dude, mine were gone in like a week.
Of course.
Most Capri Suns drank before feeling bad about yourself.
Zero.
Answer is zero.
Yeah.
World record. Aww.
All right. Well, congratulations to... Whoop. Congratulations to Sean Gravy Gervin for his 1 point to half a point to half a point, the worst Guinness World Records.
The sound was accurate.
Anyway, that's Guinness time.
It's Gravy get.
Brandon, don't talk over it.
Brandon's miming his way. I was about to say he's miming to be quiet, and then he started miming, and I was like, all right, well, it's time for What Did We Learn This Week? After all, this is a heady show. Joining us on mic instead of off via the chat, it's Sean Gravy Gervin. Sean Gravy Gervin, what did we learn this week?
Oh, I learned a lot of things this week.
Yeah.
I did learn that we probably should have Keith make us like a Nerd Talk shirt in the Capri Sun logo.
Dude,
we'll get it in 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years. That's the amount of time it takes.
Optimistic.
We learned.
I started trouble with Cool Keith today by accident. Well, kind of on purpose, but also by accident. So it's Gravy's fault.
I can just scare him into making them for us. Just
off pod, we'll talk about this more.
Yeah, okay.
Good plan.
Off pod, Siege is going to be moving to Belize to get those prime thick Latinas out there. Yeah, that's where they make them all. Well. Yeah,
Tonga.
Tonga's a great place to go. Yeah. Brandon's financing all of his new podcast equipment, $100 trip to the barn at a time. And then Greg learned that Reddit isn't the place to post his self-abuse on the internet. That's going to be Siege's OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Siege won't ban you.
No, never.
That's Siege's kink. He'll pay you to subscribe to his OnlyFans if you're going to talk to him like that.
Guys, before I take the silver toenail polish off of my toes before doing a karate test on Saturday, should I take a picture of them for our OnlyFans feet page?
Yes!
1,000%.
Of course! We have matching toes. If only we could get there and link them together.
Just like
holding 1,000 points of light.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!